This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com just to get some updates on a few things. I decided to bring Franklin Armory to you. So joining me once again, it's been a little bit, but back with us is founder and CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Well, you know, I'm still in that loop, too. Jay didn't know I changed time slots, and I'm still out here going, good evening, when it's... You just had lunch, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just a little while ago, so okay. So good afternoon, Jay. How are things going? So before we get into this, one thing I've been dying to ask, and I haven't thought to ask it a couple of times I have spoken with you, how has the process you had to start with the Reformation line, how is that going?
You know, that's an interesting question. The ATF is moving forward on that. There's behind the scenes discussions on how to proceed with that. So at this point, I can say that it is moving forward and there should be a form out relatively soon. I do know that, everybody in the chain of command at ATF has been brought up to speed on it. And they have been making their decision process, and there's a bit of a negotiation going on currently. I'm not supposed to be saying everything that I know about that currently, right. But right. I do know that it is moving forward and should be relatively quickly responding with a new form that then will allow that to be transferred, as well as the interstate transfer, so if somebody's going across state lines and so forth. And so we'll have to see how onerous the ATF may be. They may be perfectly write a form, send it in with 4473, or they may go goofy and require a different process that takes longer. If they do create that process that takes longer, obviously the impetus for the design as far as transferring firearms goes, it falls by the wayside, right? Because you already have brace pistols out there, but they don't have to worry about when they cross state lines or worry about, when they get it from the dealer on the first time. But if we see that this ends up being an onerous form, then we'll just sell the uppers. And then there's, at that point, there's nothing traceable. The individuals will have the opportunity to have the same configuration without any goofy paperwork. So I'm hoping ATF does the right thing. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I do know that they're almost done with it. So I hope they hear this, and I hope they realize that there are alternatives if they want to get goofy with it.
It all really comes down to is some of this stuff, is this just all based upon interpretation? Can this change as the, like the regulations they have, can the interpretation of the regulation change as new personnel come in, new examiner, whatever their hierarchy is?
Well, obviously they've had a history of going one way and then another. To be honest, I have seen some great responses from ATF initially for our binary firing system. The very first letter we got was a denial, and they explained why, and they were brilliant in their explanation. But since then, some of the letters that we've seen on other things have been just bizarre. And, of course, our products have been evaluated and are good to go with, you know, binary firing system. After we got that information on the first one, then we realized what we needed to do to make it right for Gen 2 and then ultimately the Gen 3, which is on the market now. And the difference between Gen 2 and Gen 3 was ease of use and so on. They basically function the same. But it was easier to make the Gen 3, and it was cheaper as well and more effective for everybody. But in any case, you know, ATF does have a history of changing their mind on different things, and that's one of the things that is to their detriment, because we all kind of live by the rule of law here from day to day, and when they do vacillate like that, it does create waves in the marketplace. And so I do think that with reformation, once they set it in this new form, then it probably will be set in stone. I don't think it would be very easy for them to go back on it. But and I should point out that when, and I, you know, I don't think I've told anybody this, but initially when we got our letter, we actually said to them, well, what about transfers from the dealer to the consumer, and what about interstate travel with reformation? And the response we actually got was, don't worry about it. So we didn't, and we went to market. And so this is kind of old information, so it's probably a good time for it to come out. But basically, with that, we didn't worry about it. And then, of course, they came back with, you know, many months later, oh, yeah, now we got to deal with this. So it's like, really? We brought it to your attention. You told us not to worry about it. Now that we're on the market, you raise this red flag. It's like, thanks, guys. Really appreciate that. But anyways, yeah, wonderful dealings with ATF.
Just out of curiosity, we got about 2 minutes here. With the AR-15 pistol configuration, is it currently where you can stick the brace on your shoulder?
You know, my view on that is that if you are cheeking it off of your cheekbone and it incidentally touches your shoulder, that's incidental. You know, it's designed to index off your cheekbone, in my opinion, on the ones that we manufacture. So
right.
I'm not an attorney. We deal with firearms issues and the legal aspects of them. And of course, we've got attorneys on staff and many more that we hire. But from my training and which includes some training from International Firearm Specialist Academy, Dan O'Kelly's a brilliant guy, and basically that specifically is something that you could cheekbone. You put it on your shoulder incidental to that, that's a different story. I don't think that they can claim anything at that point, as long as your intent is to cheek it.
That's really what it all comes down to with ATF, isn't it? It's all about intent with them.
Certainly.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't have enough time for this, but I'm going to open with another question regarding AR-15 pistols, simply because you make one of the best ones out there, the PDW one. But for those of you interested in Franklin Armory, right now they're running 3 shifts. They are the home of the Binary Trigger 3, the third, is that right, third generation?
Yep, third generation. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that is a really, really fine working piece of kit to put on your weapon. In addition to that, I mean, the components, top-notch, you know, there may be people that make them as good as Jay does, but there's nobody that makes them better. So you can check them out at franklinarmory.com. For all of those variations on the AR-15, because they make them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish it would. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tac carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tac is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tac is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. That is the home of Salus, the Militia Line, Providence, Reformation, the PDW Line. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. One question I wanted to ask you, because I've always been dying to ask a manufacturer this, and I mean, does it ever come up with the ATF that, you know, there's so many more people buying AR-15 pistols than there are SBRs? Isn't it sort of silly, don't you think, Mr. ATF agent, that this back stock thingy is the parameter we have to go by?
You know, ATF, they get stuck dealing with whatever the legislature throws at them, and then they get to play ball with that. So as long as it's the law of the land, they have to enforce it.
Well, still pretty silly, though. Laws can be silly.
Yeah, that was one of the arguments I made to them when we were talking about this whole new form thing. We're like, it's been told to us many times that, there's lots of brace firearms out there, you know, with Reformation. Why in the world were they even bothering to go down this road when the cat's already out of the bag, really, you know? So you have all these options and alternatives. Why get nutted up on Reformation? It just didn't make any sense for them to go do that. And it was funny, when I was in a conference with them in D.C., the moment I mentioned the word brace, the room erupted. Everybody on the other side of the conference table, it erupted like I just punched them in the gut or something. It was, you just mentioned that one word and their hair goes on fire. It was kind of interesting. But yeah, you're right. It there's no reason for everything else when they have the brace out there. Alex is a great guy running SB Tactical. I actually had a conversation with him earlier today, but fantastic guy and great product. We use him on our pistols, of course, as well. And he really created a fantastic product that nobody else probably thought they can get through, but Alex went ahead and got it done. Gotta love a good Marine.
There you go. Well, there's always that. Now, let's set up talking about the state of the industry, because I remember in the run-up to 2016, everybody that I knew that owned a gun shop and a whole bunch of distributors, they were out there buying everything they could find prior to the election, because they really, really thought that there was going to be President Hillary. And then there wasn't President Hillary, and basically the AR-15 market seemed to crater to me, which was a sad thing, because I think if you're going to only own a gun, the AR-15 pistol is the single best configuration there, is that that's the only gun you're going to have, because it's small, it's maneuverable, it's a rifle cartridge, your wife can fire it, you know, it's just a good all-around gun. And everybody had a glut of those things. When COVID was announced, do you have any idea? And I have no idea. I remember in 2013, when Biden decided to ignite the buying frenzy of that time, I think it was said that there was 3.5 years of inventory on shelves at the time, and that was gone in a week. Do you have any idea how much inventory some of these gun sellers might have had at the time? Any idea, any numbers, any just a
going back educated to guess?
No, I'm talking about going back to, let's say, February of this year.
So last year was a good year for us. Now, I don't know about everybody else in the industry. Actually, I heard that pistols have been selling very well throughout all of last year. as far as the AR market, it might have been fairly tepid, but we've had nothing but growth because our angle is to always create a way to attack the market asymmetrically, always have intellectual property that is novel that you could take out that people will pay good hard money for, even in a market that may be not the best for firearms. So basically last year pistols were up, long guns were down. And when I say pistols, I mean the Glock type pistols, that sort of thing,
right.
Semi-auto. The AR market, we had something special going in California by having the only AR pistol on the roster. So that led to a fair amount of sales. But really, it wasn't until the fourth quarter that things started to ramp up and become that election year politics that you start to see, you know, when Beto O'Rourke, I don't know when he piped up and said, hell yeah, we want to take your AR-15, but whatever that date was, it really started, I would say, the point from there that it was going to increase for the presidential cycle. And then, of course, you had COVID, and then things just went over the top. And now it's just, it's crazy. And everybody thinks that gun manufacturers enjoy this. And quite frankly, we don't. I don't, anyways. I prefer a nice, steady market where, you know, you plan things out, you build on a rational basis, and out the door it goes. The spike stuff is problematic because you're going to swell your ranks temporarily. It'll inevitably come down on the backside. And so we're trying not to hire a bunch of people and then lay them off. Our goal is to, unfortunately, we got to go into working a lot of overtime, and then that could burn people out too. And if they're your employees you care about, you want them to succeed, it doesn't do them any good to, yeah, they're making time and a half, but, you know, their home life is less available because they're stuck at work cranking stuff out. But right now we're just trying to do everything that we can to satisfy our customers. And again, it's not my favorite type of market to be in. And we think it's probably not going to get good as far as a balanced market for quite a long time.
Let me get you to hold on right there.
Next year, probably.
Let me get you to hold on right there because we're coming up on the next break. For Franklin Armory, you can find them at franklinarmory.com. I'll ask a couple of questions about what you find if you go to franklinarmory.com when we get back. We're speaking with Jay Jacobson. He's the CEO at Franklin Armory. This is the state of the industry, and this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing legislation on Monday to keep the federal government funded through December 11th, but don't have a deal in hand with Republicans and the White House to avert the shutdown at the end of this month. Democrats unveiling a stopgap measure that will provide aid for farmers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi won't rule out a second impeachment of President Trump if he decides to move forward with filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Brian Morgenstern, White House Deputy Press Secretary, reacts to Pelosi's comments.
That is a very odd threat for them to make, considering that impeachment was probably one of their worst moments during the Trump presidency, along with the Senate Democrats' treatment of Justice Kavanaugh, and now they seem to be doubling down on the same bad behavior.
USA Radio News. With an update on the wildfires that continue to burn in California, Oregon, and Washington State, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced new sanctions on Iran, also saying they must change their behavior.
Our actions today are a warning that should be heard worldwide. No matter who you are, if you violate the UN arms embargo on Iran, you risk sanctions.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin adding that the United States will not allow Iran to endanger the world with ballistic missile development. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
We are speaking with the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. Currently, right now, if somebody were to go to FranklinArmory.com, how much of a lead? I mean, do you sell primarily through distributors, or do you sell any direct? Or
we do have products on the website. Basically, for firearms, we're sold out for the rest of the year. For triggers, we've got triggers on the website, and there is various lead times for those. One that's kind of interesting is the 22C1. It's built for the Ruger 10/22. And what sales wanted to do with that one was, as supply is ready, to put it on the website, and those that are interested can go to the website, franklinarmory.com, and get notifications when the product is available. And so on a weekly basis, we're pushing those out as fast as we can. Historically, with the other product lines like the ARC1 and ARS1, one's curved, one's straight, What we've done is we've just set up a lead time. I'm looking on the website right now. It says it's a six-week lead time for a ARC1 trigger. And we're doing our best. Like I said, we're all working overtime trying to keep up with this and keep the product rolling. We've got a new facility, and we've got new machines. It's been a lot of work, and we're trying to meet that demand and get everything out there.
Yeah, I can imagine. And when you say everything's done through the end of the year, you're running how many shifts to try to get that done?
Well, I heard you say three shifts, and actually we are working 7 days a week because our governor out here in Nevada was leaning on everybody pretty hard to prevent the spread of COVID and so on. What we did was we split everybody up over 7 days a week. So we've got folks working 4/10s and other folks working 3/12s. And by doing that, we had fewer people in the building at any one time. But as it's turned out, this whole COVID thing really has been quite a nothing burger, at least on our end. You know, I don't know about other places, and of course we don't have a bunch of 80-year-old employees with emphysema, so they're not as likely to have an issue even if they did get COVID.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see what happens in the, you know, rest of the world. But from here, it's kind of an overreaction as far as I'm concerned. We're doing everything we can to comply with the law as well as keep up with demand.
My biggest wonder is with all of these new gun buyers that we see out there right now, like I've heard the NSSF say it's between 5 and 6 million people. I know some of them have settled, right? They probably had or heard what they should buy, and they have probably settled. And I'm just me thinking, especially in some of these areas like California, where they found out that it is actually not as easy to get a gun as it is to buy a book, that some of these people may have rounded a bend on this and become, I don't know, shall we say, a little more, they want to add to certain things because they see certain things as necessary. Which, I mean, the AR-15 is good. Yeah, I mean, the AR-15's got to be one of those things that's necessary. I mean, it's indispensable in a pinch.
Certainly. You know, I was listening to your advertisers as, you know, in between segments, and glad to hear you got CZ. What a great company. We kind of worked together in bringing out the trigger for the Scorpion, and fantastic people to work with. And, but there's another example of a great product, if you could find it.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be an AR. There's lots of other products out there that you could defend your house and home with, you know, even a pump shotgun if you could find it. It's just a matter of what can you find and what's going to work. But at the end of the day, something's better than nothing, and so I can't discourage those folks to, you know, if they ended up getting a bolt-action rifle, for example, instead of what they really wanted, at least they got something, and welcome to the club. Now let's get some training and make sure you're safe.
Yeah. Then there's, which I know you have nothing to, you don't have a dog in this hunt, but then there's the ammunition thing. Do you think this is worse than 2013?
It's very similar, and so Parkland was, that whole firestorm was not as much of a push in the market as we're seeing now. This is very, very similar to the 2013 and the whole Sandy Hook reaction. And so we made the decision right away that, you know, for example, when you're building guns, there are components that you don't make yourself, and I don't care who you are, what company you are, that is the case, because I'll give you a great example. A company like Magpul, they're sold out everywhere. So good luck trying to get, you know, stocks and grips. If you don't have them on your shelf already, you're screwed. They're not, I mean, and Magpul's a good company, they're a well-run company, and they're pushing out as much product as they can every day. And so I don't mean to chagrin them in any way.
Sure.
But the point being that the product, if you're missing that one piece that's part of the SKU, well, that's not going to ship. And so I think it's very problematic that, you know, it could be a spring, could be anything on a complete firearm that would create that problem. So we knew that if we took, for example, with the triggers, which is one of our best-selling products, that if we focused on that at this point, that we could really fulfill that demand. And while we're not able to keep up with it, we're able to push out thousands of triggers every week to our loyal customers. And I'm really glad that we decided to focus on that direction. Not that we're not pushing guns out, but that we're really trying to get the triggers out there and into customers' hands in this time. That has been part of the secret sauce to being able to, you know, keep everything rolling and take advantage of everything. Because otherwise, you end up in a situation, you're going, gee, I wish I had another PMAG, or I wish I had an MFT stock, or I wish I had whatever that you need to finish that SKU. And so this has worked out a lot more controllable on our end. And that was the lesson I learned back in 2013. I mean, when Sandy Hook happened, we were buying new machines. Our customers would pay, or like the dealer customers would pay in advance for us to, they want 1,000 lowers. So we'd buy a new machine using the down payment they gave us to get a new machine to get them the product that they wanted so they could make money too.
Right.
But now that we're not focusing, I mean, we're shipping as many guns as we can, but while we're focusing on pushing out the triggers, we're able to meet that demand so much better.
Coming up on the next break, franklinarmory.com.
And they go fast.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, man. This radio thing, you know, I need to set you up because I think you could do the show by yourself. You might want to bring
Sun. That's a good way of saying I'm talking too much.
No, well, that's what this is what it's about there. So anyway. FranklinArmory.com, that's where you can find the fruits of Jay's labor. He and his team, his group of engineers and builders and everybody else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now?
Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And we're speaking with the CEO from Franklin Armory. He's right here with us tonight, Jay Jacobson. When I tell you that you could run this show by yourself, Jay, I mean that purely as a compliment from one professional to another.
Well, it's awfully nice of you, but without the right questions being asked, it's kind of hard to go rambling on in the first place, though.
I understand.
I'll hang tight and wait for the next question.
Okay, well, we discussed this briefly. Now, where you and I are both looking at it from your standpoint, it's probably worse for you than it definitely for me, because we're looking at probably no SHOT Show this year. Is that would you make a guesstimate of that one?
So I don't speak for NSSF or anything like that, I don't have any insider knowledge of that, but I am located in the state of Nevada, where the governor is flipping out over the fact that we had a Trump rally. That Trump rally from Minden, Nevada, yeah, that's like 200 yards from where I'm talking to you right now at the airport down the street. It was pretty wild to have all that. I didn't go to a Trump rally. The Trump rally came to us. Beyond that, he's freaking out over that. And I can't imagine that he's going to do anything to lift a finger for anything gun-related in Nevada. And if he could still ride this COVID pony, he will. And will deny any convention that he can. So that's my belief. It's based off of seeing how the governor operates. I'd love for him to prove me wrong.
Now for us, as we're sitting here, you and I mean, I had COVID. I think COVID is a bad flu. It's a bad flu. It's real. it's a bad flu. That I think the difference between COVID and the flu is how contagious it turns out to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big the lung treatment, because flu is not nearly as bad on the lungs. It's sort of a combo, but it's like getting a flu sandwich with some pneumonia thrown in, right?
Yeah, well, I remember you got sick right after, and I actually did an interview with you the Friday, the closing day of SHOT Show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 24 hours later, now I don't want to say I got it from you because there were plenty of other folks out there, I got something that put me down for 2 days.
Right.
And then got back in action, and life's been good. I firmly believe that, I don't know, maybe it was just the SHOT Show crud, but I think there's plenty of folks from China that work in our industry. Believe it or not, people would be surprised how many American companies have Chinese parts in them from one end to the other.
Right.
Not this company, mind you, but others.
Right.
And those folks are going around making deals throughout SHOT Show, and at early January or mid-January, that still wasn't an issue as far as travel restrictions and so on didn't take place until after that weekend. So a lot of those folks went ahead and went through our whole industry. So I think you got it, and I think I got it. And we recovered, and here we are.
Here we are. So as far as the responses we're seeing from it, this is really a crazy overreaction to this, isn't it?
You know, with all deference to the folks that have lost loved ones related to this, thousands of people die of the flu every year, and we shut down a U.S. economy for way too long over this. We lost a third of our economy back in March, and now it's been coming back in that V-shaped recovery that the president has called for. And it's been a tool of the left to effectively muzzle the economic output of Americans so that they need more people on the Democrat plantation. And this is a tool to manipulate folks. That is my belief. Not to say that there isn't an underlying illness that is more contagious than the regular flu. I'd say to most people, and I do know people that have gotten COVID-19, I don't know anybody personally that has been hospitalized. Everybody I know spent 2 weeks at home, and they were recovered after the first day or two, but they spent 2 weeks at home, and there were no underlying complications to the whole thing. And the only reason they spent 2 weeks at home is because of the contagion element.
Right. Yeah, the thing about it... And now, I mean, the media has really done a really good job on people, haven't they? I mean, a lot of people are afraid. They weren't ever afraid. You know, if you look at things, if you look at premature death, pre-COVID premature death, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, 51,000 people die prematurely per week. Week.
Wow.
In the United States, prematurely. And the top three causes of death premature: heart disease, cancer, medical misadventure. That's 1.5 million by itself. Then the other million is made up of other things that begin to really get lesser and lesser. And you know, that's about 8,000 a day. You know, and I laugh about this. I mean, I had a heart attack. I had open heart surgery. They didn't know if I was going to wake up. I almost became one of those people. And COVID is not the only cause of death, but it's like these politicians tried to put something in place to where nobody was going to die from nothing, didn't they?
Well, you know, the reporting on it all, you have to wonder if it was being recorded correctly. You know, if you died of a heart attack in the middle of, you know, an operation, yet you had COVID-19, well, my understanding is that was put down as COVID-19. So, you know, I don't think that was altogether honest and truthful, if that in fact is the case. But, yeah, getting back to whether or not the SHOT Show will happen, I can guarantee that we'll be ready to ride if they're going to green light it. I look forward to it. I want to see our customers. I want to see my peers in the industry. I want to see you, Bill, face to face.
Yeah.
And, you know, Americans don't cower. We stand up. We go do things. We accept the risks and we move on. This is ridiculous what's going on with certain members of our politic trying to tell us that we can't go ahead and, you know, look at churches too. I mean, I can get going on an hour on that stuff alone of how, I mean, you have to be civil disobedient to go to church with 51 people here in Nevada. Never mind the fact that the president was just here with 25,000 of his closest friends at the airport down the street having a fabulous rally that went off without a hitch and was truly fantastic. Well done. And, you know, pray for that man every day that that he be safe, and I'm just glad he got in, got out of Nevada without any complications. But, you know, as far as SHOT Show going, though, I really hope it happens, but knowing our governor, in fact, I'm probably opening my mouth too much. Last time I did that, we had an OSHA audit, so it would be just my luck to show up again. Though we cleared everything up, you know, there were a couple of minor things that they dinged us on. I'm like, okay, learn something, move on from there.
I think they're carrying the show now in Vegas and in Pahrump. You're not a radio show till you're being carried in Pahrump, the home of Art Bell. So, you know, once you get in Pahrump.
I was going to say that's kind of out there, but then Art Bell, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Before we run out of time, franklinarmory.com, go check out their website. I mean, you can still get the triggers. You probably have some other parts as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, sign up for the 1022. If you got a 1022 at home, sign up for that 22C1 trigger, and we'll notify the, folks as that comes in stock and get them shipped out without a wait.
Yes,
all the other ones, there's a little waiting list.
Son's going to let me know when that comes in and let me actually test that when it comes in. So, franklinarmory.com. Jay, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, it is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.